Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. PJ, just weeks after U.S. operatives took out Osama bin Laden, British MI6 agents made an attack of their own on al-Qaeda. They hacked onto an online magazine and replaced bomb-making instructions there with what?
Oh, God, yeah, it was like a recipe for brownies or something.
Close enough. It was a cupcake recipe.
Cupcakes,
PJ.
That's it, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Of course, if you've ever had any British cupcakes, I'm sticking with the bombs.
They were wise.
Yeah.
Any jihadist who went to the website to get the bomb instructions would click the link only to find that they had downloaded, this is true, Ellen DeGeneres' Best Cupcake in America recipe. This both removed dangerous information from the hands of terrorists and helped build Ellen's demographic in an audience that she has traditionally found hard to reach. Come for the cupcakes, jihadis. Stay for the crazy dancing.
The message. Plus, it fattens them up so that they're easier to spot with drones.
Yeah, I know. It's like death to America, more like death to my hips. Am I right? You know? The message may not have caught on. Shortly after this cyber attack, U.S. forces in Afghanistan encountered an improvised frosted device on the side of the road. Captain, I believe it has sprinkles. Is that dangerous?
It's only a matter of time before they resort to Twinkies, and then we're in big trouble. You know why? Because those things last for years.
That's true.
I mean, there are Twinkies in Afghanistan that the Russians left there in 1975.
Still good, though. Still good. Roxanne. Much was made of Sarah Palin's unique understanding of the story of Paul Revere last week, that he rode a horse through town ringing a bell to warn the British that they wouldn't take away our guns while firing warning shots. Well, her supporters quickly came to her defense by doing what?
They attempted to change the Wikipedia page to reflect the version of events that she shared.
Exactly right. As George Santayana once said, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it unless somebody can just go in and do a quick edit without anyone noticing.
And as I said, she's working for the other side.
Yeah. Soon after she made that statement on local TV in Boston, the Wikipedia article mentioned that one account of the ride of Paul Revere, quote, suggests that Revere rang bells during his ride, unquote. That entry was frozen and restored by Wikipedia, but there are indications that Palin supporters have moved on to other subjects. For example, the Wikipedia article on Arctic wolves says, enjoys being shot from helicopters. And the entry for refudiate says, it is so a word, you communists.